BBC News with Marion Marshall. There's been a furious international reaction to the suspected gas attack on a rebel-held town in Syria that's reported to have killed at least 58 people. A Syrian government source has denied using chemical weapons. The United Nations Security Council will discuss the matter on Wednesday. Russia has confirmed that the prime suspect in the St. Petersburg metro bombing was a 22-year-old named Akbar John Jalilov. It said there was also evidence linking him to a second device that failed to go off. The UN Secretary-General has criticized America's decision to withdraw funding for the agency that provides support for reproductive health. Antonio Guterres said the move could have a devastating effect on vulnerable women and girls. President Trump has said he's working on sweeping reforms to the banking regulations introduced after the financial crisis. Some worry that if the regulations disappear, banks could once again run up dangerous bets on financial instruments. The second television debate is underway in France between all 11 presidential candidates. The main contenders, the centrist Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen of the far-right National Front, are neck and neck in the opinion polls. One of Hungary's top universities has said it will ask the president to stop a new law which could shut it down. The Central European University said the law was an attack on academic freedom. The nationalist government said it only addressed irregularities. The National Electoral Council in Ecuador has declared the socialist candidate Lenin Moreno the winner of Sunday's presidential poll. With almost all the results now in, he has more than 51% of the vote. Police in Spain are investigating the third division football team, Eldense, after their 12-0 defeat at the weekend. The team striker has said some of his teammates stood to make a lot of money from bets on the result. BBC News.